I'm still unclear as to the shift from mentally seeking change to enacting the change so that it becomes a physiological property, okay? Think of it like this. Here's a thought form. This is an index card. That is a perception. That perception does not have a lot of power, does it? And putting that perception in your head will not change your physiology in the least. If, however, I said to you, I'm going to give you a perceptual implant, and I said to you, you create your own reality. You can forgive those people, and it will detox your cell tissue. Those perceptions are powerful enough to change your physiology. In order for that to happen, you have to have a quality of will that is strong enough to activate those perceptions so that they go from being something your mind knows. There is a lot that you know mentally that you are not strong enough to activate physiologically. Let me give you something very simple. How many of you know you should exercise every day, and how many of you actually do it? So you have a perception in your head, but you haven't activated it. How many of you know you should not think negative thoughts, that they just don't do anything for you? That is a perception in your head. Have you actually activated it where you live by it 24 hours a day? No. Maybe some of you have, but for those of you who don't, until you are living in rapport with it, it will not have a physiological impact on you. And you know, and it's important to understand that, because a lot of people don't heal because what they do is they put all these new perceptions in their mind, but they don't do anything about them. It doesn't matter how much your mind knows. What matters is the journey from taking what your mind knows and forcing the rest of you to become congruent with it. If your mind says, all right, here's the new program, you know you need to eat a different nutritional program, give up negativity, exercise every day, and then you take that program in your mind, your sixth chakra, and you drop it to your will, and you shove it down in there, and you say, this is what you will do. You will get up in the morning and exercise every day for an hour and a half. I don't care how you feel. You're going to do it. You will spend 20 minutes a day in prayer or meditation or self-evaluation, trying to evaluate every day where your spirit has gone. If for no other reason, to give yourself a touch of spiritual diagnostics. 3, you will eat very consciously. 4, you're going to pray before every meal because it does do a blessing. 5, you're going to not be addicted to negative thoughts, and whenever they come in, you won't use them. 6, you're going to give up the language of blame. 7, you're going to stop manipulating others. 8, you're going to stop living in your past. And you begin to take these things your mind knows and force yourself to live according to them, no matter how comfortable you are. And you say to yourself, comfort's not my business. Healing is. It is irrelevant that you are tired, uncomfortable, and exhausted. Who cares? It is irrelevant. That suddenly no longer has clout. Then those perceptions now have the force to activate your physiology. Until that time, they just are more and more and more warehousing in your mental field. How do you get out of the boat? Bring oneself into present time. Well, that's it. I mean, I've said it again and again. I always get asked this question, and I realize I usually answer it 10 times during a lecture, and again, I am asked it. Because the fact is, nobody wants to get out of the boat. How do you do it? Give up your language of blame. Just start there. Just start there. Stop speaking woundology. Knock it off. Tell yourself, it doesn't take me that long to heal. Why should it take me that long to heal this? It could if I want to, but it doesn't have to. Begin to live according to a very different language on the inside and on the outside. Start there and let your world crumble, because it will. And literally be strong enough to be tough and say, I'm sorry, whether or not you're comfortable is irrelevant. The new program is this. and not make comfort such an important part of your process. But it's okay to be uncomfortable while you're becoming healthy.